Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Talk Spicy. I'm Coach Gene Clemens. Thank you for joining me wherever you are joining me. Rate the show, comment, agree, disagree, but whatever you do, keep it spicy. Five-star ratings are appreciated. If you're joining me on the YouTube channel, make sure you like, make sure you subscribe. Ladies and gentlemen, I said it on Twitter, but last night, the NFL doesn't know us anything. That was a phenomenal game one of the Western Conference Finals. Had my boy Chris James calling the Lakers, you know, just consolations, like just bumps in the road, said that the Nuggets were just way better, not even close. And then the Lakers spotted the Nuggets a 21-point lead and ran that ish down. And all of a sudden, it was, LeBron made the wrong play. Right? Like, that man cannot win for losing. I tell you, everything has to be perfect with him. Not, oh my God, the Nuggets blew a 21-point lead, but oh my God, LeBron shot a three where the guy wasn't on him instead of driving at a guy with five fouls. That's the wrong basketball move. Like we questioned LeBron's basketball IQ. But that is what happens when you are one of the greatest to ever do it, right? I'm not actually mad at the critique by CJ because he was right. LeBron probably should have driven the ball. I would have driven the ball on a guy with five fouls, smaller than me. I probably would have driven the ball in and tried to draw that sixth foul. Like I had said to him, in LeBron's mind, the best move, the calculation, short guy, backed off me because he's scared I'm going to drive, gives me a wide open three. I step into it in rhythm. That's the better play. Like, who am I to argue with LeBron James about basketball IQ? Like, I know basketball. That's my joint. But I'm not going to argue with LeBron James about it. But if we're asking me what I would have done, it would have been driving to the hole. And so they end up losing. But my point is that's the life of LeBron James. Since the moment he was on the SI cover at 16 years old, every move that he has made has been criticized. Every move that he has made has been ridiculed, has been dissected. ESPN has essentially flipped an entire platform. Fox has flipped an entire platform where you have to talk about LeBron James. Good or bad, in every show, you will see a section about LeBron James or something that includes LeBron James. This is the pressure of expectations. We all think that Giannis Antetokounmpo is great, right? We all think Giannis is great. Well, what if Giannis was the number one overall pick and everybody knew that you could be that tall, that big, not have a jump shot, and still be dominant? That tall, that big, not play with your back to the basket, not have any post-play moves at all, and still be that dominant. Imagine if we knew, if we had proof of concept that that was a thing, that you could do that for a career. And then we heaped all of that pressure onto Giannis to be that. Hey, listen. We know you don't have a jump shot, but you're going to be a point center. You're going to be a point power forward. We're going to rely on you to handle the ball, but you still need to grab 15, 16 rebounds, but you need to score 28 points a game. You need to dish out five or six assists because you can't shoot. And we're going to continue to razz you about the fact that you can't shoot. and demand that you get better and develop a jump shot. We're going to be mad that you don't shoot 90% from the free throw line, and we're going to demand that you get better at the free throw line. You're not allowed to have any deficiencies in your game, or else we're going to criticize it. Imagine if that had been heaped on Giannis from the beginning. Is he still the Giannis that we know today? See, the beauty of Giannis is that he was allowed to mature and grow in relative obscurity. At least we remember that Giannis did not come into the league and set the world on fire. He did not come into the league and establish himself as Giannis, right? He walked into the league. He scored 7 points a game his first year in the league. 12 points a game his second year in the league. 16 points a game. Well, 13 and 17 points a game his third year in the league. 22 his fourth. Then 26, 27, 29, 28, 29, and 31, which is what he averaged this year. That is a slow burn. That's a four-year runway to become who he is, right? That's a slow runway to become who he is. Oh, by the way, he doesn't average 13, 14 rebounds a game. He did that in 1920 when he was the MVP. He did that, or 12 and a half points in 18-19, right? So he couldn't even sustain the 12 and a half to 13 and a half rebound performances that he was doing in those years. Why? Because he had to be that guy on the offensive end all the time, right? So if you've got to be that guy all the time, then yeah, it's going to take away from something, right? 5.5 assists, that's pretty much where he is since he's become like a legitimate everyday starter. But Giannis got the runway to struggle to figure his game out without any of the pressure. The pressure was only heaped on Giannis once he became Giannis. Nobody was saying, hey, Giannis Antetokounmpo, he's going to be the greatest prospect of all time. He wants to be the greatest person of all, the greatest basketball player. Nobody was saying that. Not like they were saying with LeBron, everybody was saying this might be the baby of Michael Jordan and Magic Johnson. And guess what? He has been. So that baby of LeBron and Magic ends up becoming one of, if not the greatest player in basketball history. That's a lot of pressure, right? Most people, not just basketball players, most people do not live up to that level of pressure. We've seen what it's done to NBA players who come in with hype. Like hype, not even that level of pressure, but hype. And then the hype turns into pressure. It's crumbled them. There's so many names that we could go through of people who were supposed to be that dude. They got into the NBA. They got a little money. For whatever reason, never quite panned out. And now, with Victor Wembanyama set to go to San Antonio, he is expected to be the guy. He is expected to be the man immediately. They're not waiting for him to develop. They don't want to hear. There can't be a four-year plan for Victor Wembanyama. You know why? Because they're already calling him the greatest prospect of all time in any sport. When you combine that height with that athleticism and the shooting stroke, these people are falling all over themselves. But ladies and gentlemen, I hate to break the news to you. Victor Wembanyama is not going to come into the league and set the league on fire. If he does, great. He's not going to day one walk in and start like murdering people. He's going to have ups and downs. You know why? Because as tall as he is, as athletic as he is, everybody's tall and athletic in the NBA. And regardless of what you guys might think, in the NBA, they don't care if you're 7'5". They don't care if you're 7'2". The 6'10 dude is not afraid of the 7'3 dude. It's not like being 6'5 and 6 feet, where you're like, oh my gosh, he's 6'5. If only I was 6'5. The 6'10, 6'11 dude, he is 100% okay with being 6'10, 6'11. Everything that he needs to do in the NBA can be done at 6'10, 6'11. So he is not going to be concerned with Victor Wembanyama being 7 foot plus. It's not going to register to him. It's not how he's going to get. That's not in his brain, right? It's not in his brain. And so we got to remember the type of pressure that we put on these players when they come into the league. We got to remember the type of pressure that we put them under, because now with the expectations of some of these players being to walk in and be ready-made products, they don't get the luxury of figuring it out. They don't get the luxury of figuring it out. They don't get the luxury of growing into their stardom like Giannis did, like Joel Embiid did, like Jokic did. All of these super tall 7-footers that can do multiple things, that don't play like the traditional big man, they didn't have to worry about the pressure, right? It is only now that they are superstars that they are feeling the pressure. It's only now, not before, you know, when they were making the come up, but now. But Victor Wembanyama is going to have to feel this pressure right now. And I don't know if he's ready for it. Because how could you ever be ready for it? Like, how could you ever be ready for it? How could you ever have it in your mind that I'm going to walk into an NBA full of super athletes? Full of super athletes who know how to play basketball, and full of guys who want to be the next superstar, and go, I'm just going to jump the queue. I'm going to jump the queue. Right? Like, who comes in? I don't think LeBron came in and said, yo, I'm about to walk in here and just get jiggy. I'm not even joking. Like, I don't know if he walked in. I don't know if he walked in and said, nah, I'm him. It's over. It's a wrap for you dudes. Like, how many people think, leave it in the comments. Like, do you think LeBron walked into the NBA and said, yo, I'm about to take this over? Or do you think he said, yo, I'm going to be good. Just wait. Just wait and see. I'm going to be great. Wait and see. He didn't say, I'm going to be great. Look right now. I guarantee it. Because it's hard to just know you're going to be able to walk into the league and be a monster when you have not played in situations where you're a monster, right? Now, in LeBron's case, he was a monster, but he came out of high school. So he's playing against high school players. And although he was playing against some of the best high school players in the country, they're still high school players. Victor Wembanyama has been doing this in relative obscurity. Some of y'all think he's great and you don't know anything about his game. The only thing you know is the highlights that you've seen. But you don't know if he's really got a game that is going to immediately step foot on an NBA campus and be that guy. Or if some nights he might get you 10, 8. Then other nights he might get you 16. In an offensive NBA, he can come in and score a little bit. He might go off one night. I remember when Brandon Jennings came in first game as an NBA player, 50 ball. Pressure goes way up. What happened to Brandon Jennings? 50 ball out the gate. 50. Not a 25 out the gate, which people would have been, yo, 25. 50. Paolo Banchero down in Orlando, down in Orlando, getting jiggy, didn't touch a 50 ball. I can't name you some of these other high level prospects that have come out. Why? Because there hasn't been pressure put on them. Everybody and their mother who even thinks about knowing about NBA knows about Victor Wembanyama. Why? Because for the last year, we've been seeing highlights. For the last year, we've been having people tell us, yo, this is the best prospect we've seen in a long since LeBron James. And now they're saying the best prospect ever. You're going to put more pressure on this young man than was put on LeBron James, who walked into the NBA with an already made NBA body. Victor Wembanyama looks like a strong wind could blow him over. And you're going to put that level of pressure on him. Don't be surprised if he struggles. Don't be surprised if he never lives up to the hype. Why? Because not everybody's built to do it. And he's going to San Antonio, which some people don't like. I know Josh Kaufman, shout out Josh, say he thought San Antonio was a bad spot because he wants to be his own person. He doesn't want to be Tim Duncan, right? But to go to a place that really understands international basketball is the fantastic thing for Victor, because Pop will understand how to use him best. Pop will understand the best way to unlock his full potential, or Pop will learn, right? Either he knows or he'll learn it. I was just talking on our Zebra Stripes podcast. Make sure you go check that out on Spotify, wherever you get your podcast at. I was just talking with Coach Witt about Pop, and I had said that he needs another star. They haven't been able to land another massive star. Guess what? Now they have. What's Pop going to do with it? How will Wembanyama respond? These are the questions. Nobody has answers, and yet we've put all this pressure on him. So again, if he doesn't succeed, don't say he failed. Don't say Pop didn't get it done. Say, hey, we may have put our expectations a little bit too high, and he was not ready to fulfill our needs, to make us prophetic. Don't put it on them. Put it on you. Ladies and gentlemen, that's Talk Spicy. I'm Coach Gene Clemens. You do this thing a few times a week. Rate the show, comment, agree, disagree, whatever you do, keep it spicy. 5-star ratings are appreciated. And if you're joining me on the YouTube channel, make sure you like, make sure you subscribe. Till next time. Peace.